1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 show brought to you this morning by CareArc Healthcare Without the Headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly in winter, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOE News Time, 8:43, Newsmaker 2 time today, and we have a very busy lady joining us here today. Emporia High girls basketball coach Carolyn Dorsey going to be on our airwaves later this evening, and she's going to be on our airwaves right now.
Carolyn, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Yeah, thanks for taking some time to join us out of your, I'm sure, busy schedule. A lot of stuff going on. Glacier's Edge begins tonight. I guess tournament begins today at Emporia High School, but the Lady Spartans will play tonight. You'll have that, hear it right here on KVOE. But we're specifically bringing Coach Dorsey on this morning to talk about a fundraising event that will be happening this Sunday at 627 Event Space starting at noon. What are we doing, Coach?
Well, guys, I wasn't busy enough, so I was a little bored. I had some downtime with all the games canceled, so I thought, let's bite something off here. I coach a fifth-grade boys basketball team. My boyfriend's son is on that team, and my son, and wanted to get him playing, obviously, and those two love basketball, so we got a little group of boys in the area together, and we want to help pay for some tournament fees, and we wanted to get them some new uniforms. We started off with the basics, and they felt like we were ready for an upgrade, so we wanted to make them look nice. You know, they're the junior Spartans, and so it's the fifth grade junior Spartan basketball team that we are trying to get them out in the community and get support behind them and get them some recognition and earn some money along the way.
Outstanding. So what do you have planned?
So what they're going to do, we were wanting to sell them at the games, but we weren't allowed to. So we went ahead and tried to come up with a new avenue here for some tickets here. But what Ashley Kopecki does a really great job at 67 of trying to tie to the community. And Emporia, that's what you have to be successful. So we are having a taco supper, lunch, whatever. And then we added in a cornhole tournament. Or bags. I call them bags, but apparently I think it's cornhole, if you ask Amanda Gutierrez. But
it is.
It is. That's what I heard. Bags, yeah. You know. I don't know where I got that from. But so, yeah, we're going to have the boys are going to be serving the tacos. And we're going to run the Chiefs, obviously, are playing. So I thought that was an added bonus, hopefully. But the boys are going to be there serving is the biggest thing. And there's taco plate you can do for $12. It originally started as four tacos, chips and salsa, and includes either a drink of tea, lemonade, and Sprite, I think. And then Ashley, of course, going above and beyond for the community, wanted to build in platters to go. We added the cornhole tournament. And then she's going to have her bar open so that people could come in and drink and watch the Chiefs party. And our boys are going to serve. So we want the community to know who they are. We feel like if you want to be successful in Emporia, you get the community behind your kids. And these boys will be the future of the athletic programs. I guarantee it. They're football, baseball, basketball, some of them do soccer. You know, they do everything. So we want people to start to learn who they are and start to invest in them.
Yeah, can't start too early. So how's the season? Have they played this season? How are they doing?
They're doing really well. So we started about a year and a half ago. The year of COVID, we kind of started to dabble. You know, they needed some bodies. So Amanda reached out to me with my kid, and my boyfriend's son is a pretty good athlete. And it was actually his age. So we had Lennox play up, and they loved it. You know, so then we kind of grabbed a couple other people's kids that we knew, and then we kind of extended it. So we got 10 boys on the team, and we play up in Topeka League. We started last year pretty seriously. We go play a couple of MYB tournaments, but with football and baseball and there's a lot going on for these kids, and these kids are three-sport athletes, and they're doing everything. You know, their schedules are pretty hectic, and so me being the coach is nice because I can build it around our kids' schedules, and a lot of them have the same one. So, yeah, we've done a couple of MLB tournaments. We've won several tournaments along the way. We're playing up at Sports Zone in Topeka, so they're playing a lot of good competition. We go to Wichita quite a bit. We won our last session of the Sports Zone for the champions, undefeated. So the next future's coming, boys. I figured I didn't have enough invested on the girl's side, so I wanted to dabble in the other side now.
Well, it sounds like you're doing more than dabbling.
It kind of does.
I am.
A little bit.
But when do you find time to coach and do the travel? When do they play?
So, again, if you know me, I'm going to usually jump in the full-fledged cannonball style. So
yeah,
when I say dabble, I'm going in 100%. So, we're pretty active, but it is hard. The girls have helped out quite a bit. They're going to be down there also. I'd like to advertise that my little, hopefully the champions of Glacier's Edge will be standing down there on Sunday, and I'm helping them. They've been great mentors. Our kids, my son has been raised in that gym with those girls, and again, my boyfriend's son has kind of gotten to be in the mix now, and they've taken them under their wings, and they come help out at practice. These girls are invested in these kids, too, because they want them to be successful. And so it's kind of cool, but we'll run practice after ours twice a week, usually, up until spring and summer. And spring and summer hit, and it's just baseball and football. It's pretty a big monopolizer of their time, and I try to step back a little bit and give them a breather because I know they're pretty busy and pulled in a lot of different directions. But we go back to the success of the Emporia programs as well, and we can't have kids specializing.
Yeah.
Our kids play 3 or 4 sports at least because you want us to.
Oh.
No.
We lost connection. Boy, that was a big drop right there, wasn't it?
Oh man!
So let's try to get reconnected.
I think she might be coming in back again.
Can
here.
You grab that.
Yeah, hang on.
Okay, I can't see my ID is under kind of some light, so I can't grasp. Again, talking with Carolyn Dorsey, the head basketball coach for the Emporia Lady Spartans, and also the junior Spartan basketball team. They got a big fundraiser coming up this Sunday at 627 Event Space. There we go, Coach. Boy, we had a. We lost you. We lost that connection quickly. Yeah, okay.
But, yeah. Sorry, guys. Yeah, I got kicked out. I don't know. Someone's probably trying to give me a message. But
maybe.
I just emphasize the fact that there is not a lot of time, but if you want our programs to be successful, this is what you do. And we want our kids to have a nice high school career, and that's important to us. So if we want that, then we better start building it now. And the biggest thing is we want Emporia to know these boys. And that's why I kind of wanted them advertised at the games, but we're an outside organization, apparently, so that was kiboshed, which is fine. So,
well, you're not kiboshed here, Coach. Come on.
And I'm going to get on the waves over here.
Yep.
Shut me down one way. I've set up a different way. So, I appreciate the advertisement for them. They deserve it.
Coach, I was going to ask you, too, because you mentioned the team members are serving, and I wanted to get your perspective on why it's important for the kids not only to benefit from, the fundraisers like this so they can do what they want to, but to put some ownership in it from their own perspective at this age.
100%. And I guess that was my frustration, and I'll be honest with you, which I err on that side usually, but that's why I wanted them at the games. I was going to give them the microphone and speak to the community and these people. And what better platform? You're in a gym where people love basketball. You have boosters sitting in there. You have people that want to give back. And you have these fourth and fifth grade boys. My son just turned 10 yesterday. So 9, 10-year-old, 11-year-old kids asking the communities to fall in love with them and support them. Like, why would we shut that down? We're going to do it this way. And like I said, and Ashley was very accommodating to that. And so to add to that, 100%, this is them working for it. You don't just get a handout. We're not going to just take care of you because you think you deserve it. Go show them why. The soft skills and people skills that these kids are going to learn from this event and interacting with people, serving people, having to follow directions and develop relationships with people. And again, that's why the smaller schools are so successful. It's no secret. That's why Olpe and Hartford and Lebo, there's no doubt. So this is our chance to do it. This is the platform we could do. Ashley was 100% on board. And we appreciate booster money. If anybody wants to cut us a check, I 100% will cash it and use it for them. But we won't turn that down. But I want those boys learning that those soft skills and people skills and saying thank you and appreciating what they're earning, because that's going to affect them down the road, which is, again, why I wanted them in our gym doing it. So they will be running around the gym this weekend. So if anybody sees them, they, of course, probably will have tickets on them that they could buy from.
Okay, so those tickets, again, are for what, Coach?
So there's several different options, but there's just the taco lunch. They're $12. But then you can do the cornhole. You can do tacos and cornhole. So there's discounts just depending on what you want to do. You can show up at the door. You can call in to-go orders. My high school girls will be boxing up the to-go orders. They can come in and just donate. But again, the key is we will have the Chiefs on. These boys are diehard Chiefs as well. So we will be watching the Chiefs and just hoping that, again, we can get some love from the community and start investing in the future of the Emporia Spartans, essentially, which is what most of these kids will be in. And we do have an Opie kid and we have a Hartford kid. So, again, I think it's important to support local.
All right, so I think there's a $100 cash prize for the winner of the cornhole or bag tournament.
Coming up, we'll give you $100.
$40 per team and $60 per team if you go with the cornhole and the tacos. So this is coming up Sunday at the 627 event space, 627 commercial, and the Ashley that Coach Dorsey is referring to is Ashley Kopecky there at the 627 event space. So this all starts at noon Sunday, right?
100%. We will be there 11 with bells on, ready to go, and go Chiefs, and then hopefully go Emporia. And like I said, we got platters. If you want to have a watch party, we'll sell you a platter. Ashley's dabbling in everything, so that she just wants money coming into her business, which benefits us, and it goes back to where we need it to be. So
yeah, they got 10 tacos and chips, $25, 20 tacos and chips and salsa, $40 too. So
not bad.
Many options.
Man.
Well, Coach, good luck this Sunday. Well, hey, good luck at the Glacier's Edge here that starts
tonight. Good luck this weekend.
We appreciate it. I hope everyone comes out. The girls are excited. They're ready. They're a great group. I've been waiting to see this group for a long time, and they're living up to every bit that I thought they would be. So we're excited. Hopefully we can go out and get a win all 3 days.
Yeah, you'll not see a team play harder than Coach Dorsey's group out there.
I appreciate that.
Coach, thanks.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Coach Carolyn Dorsey. Just basically coach of the junior Spartan basketball team and the Lady Emporia High School Spartans.
Yeah, and she'll probably add a couple of more coaching designations when she's got the time here to do so. Want to let you know here that, most of our schedule next week is still wide open. We got a lot of balls in the air to kind of put into and position into our morning show schedule. But for tomorrow, we'll be getting a chance to talk with U.S. Congressman Jake LaTurner about federal happenings. That'll be our Newsmaker 2 segment, 8:20 tomorrow.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc Healthcare. Without the headache, formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center. That's CareArc.
Be the first to know with MyAlerts. Get instant updates on city street closures, water main breaks, and splash pad schedules. MyAlerts.